This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
And we are live, Mr. Gracie Show 107, I believe. What's up?
107. Sounds good to me.
Is that a nice cool 107, is that like a cool area code or some shit? I feel like I've heard 107 somewhere. Oh, no. Homicide
know.
Is.
Oh, we got someone from Hobart, Australia.
Yes,
Tasmania. From Vaughn Media. What's up?
And they were saying hello. I don't even know how, Chad. They were saying hello at 12:34. We weren't even live yet. So I guess off of maybe the scheduled.
Does it go live on my Facebook before we go live on here?
No. So, oh, that's but. Weird. But when we go into this room, it like sends an alert out. So maybe people are able to start commenting on that. And I guess that's what that was. Who knows?
What's up, Justin and Andrea, thank you for coming in. Drumming Up Conversation is here. Walls up.
Yes. Banging Podcast. I did with them for freaking Mr. Hulk Hogan, a little tribute episode. And I apologize to them off camera, but I was driving and I had my my phone set up like portrait orientation. I should edit landscape. So like his editing, I'm like, I was the wrong way.
What and go, I was like, dumbass.
I know. I said to him, I was like, yo, Justin, I'm like, why didn't you tell me? And he's like, dude, he's like, you were driving. I'm like, I don't care, man. Podcast rules. You fucking let the guests know they're doing something wrong.
That's right. Hey, dumbass.
That's right. I didn't realize until afterwards, after I saw it, but good show. Fun show. Always good to
great people. Justin,
yeah.
Great people.
We're gonna get them back on again too, Chad. We've been talking privately, but for some reason we keep saying like we want to get them back on. They're you know, susceptible, want to come on, and we just haven't set up the date. So Justin, I'll be getting in touch with you later today or tomorrow. If I forget, please reach out to me because I'm all over, man.
Yeah, cool. I'm still setting up the ghost investigation with the SoCal Spirit Girls. So
nice.
Get that scheduled. And then we'll have them back on as soon as we do that.
tell them about the ghost in your pants and let them investigate down there, sir.
Hey.
I was clipping up our show from last week, dude. Our sex robot AI talk was hysterical.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had me laughing.
We were going off on that.
Yes, sir. She could go out and clean herself off after we're done with her. Power wash herself. You were like, yeah,
oh,
bleaching that membrane and shit. It was funny, but I mean, all shit that robot could do, Scott A.
Oh, no. Once they have those to the point where they're walking around with AI, they've got to be self-cleaning. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we're not far. My. So Elon just said by the end of 2025 that all the Teslas will be taken out of the full self-driving beta and be just full self-driving. So I won't need to even be in my car for it to drive. And I won't have to pay such fucking close attention, dude. Dude, it's so annoying, man. You have it in full self-driving and I get that it's in beta, but like if I look away from the road for a second, it starts alerting me, please pay attention to the road. It drives perfectly and does everything that's supposed to, but it wants me to fucking pay attention for some reason. I'm like, you're annoying.
Leave me alone, motherfucker. Yeah. Drive my car and shut the fuck up.
Vaughn Media. What's up?
Sex Robot Short was funny shit. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. Fun chat. Fun chat. But yeah, dude, I'm psyched about that because I could have my car drop me off at work and then it could go out and be a fucking Uber and make me some money double dipping.
Baby. Well, we're fast getting to, I don't know if I ever told you that story that I was in Santa Barbara probably back in like 2010 or nine. And there's this Uber driver. It was, well, it may have been, we were in an Uber, my ex and I. And the Uber driver is telling us he drives around a bunch of people from the University of Santa Barbara.
Right.
And that one of those guys he drove around for a while is this futurist professor. And he's like, yeah, one day no one's going to own a car. You're just, cars are just going to be on the perimeter of cities or park somewhere, just floating around. You'll call one in. They'll come pick you up, take you to where you need to go, and they'll go back to where they're just hanging out.
Wow.
That's how no one, barely anyone will own a fucking car.
Fuck that. I'm always owning a car. It could drive me around, but I want my own car.
That's because you're your generation. When the next generation gets used to not owning a car and just having one pick them up all the time.
Sure.
Then, I mean, obviously somebody will own a car, but not a lot of people.
If you think about it, Chad, if it's that convenient and it's going to be like cheaper than owning a car, then maybe I would be on board. But the fact is, I just think if I was Ubering everywhere, like it would just cost me more than actually owning a car. You know what I'm saying?
Currently, I think it does.
But hey, if that's the case, then I'm all.
Well, you're paying a driver in the Uber. That's the problem, right?
Right. Right.
If that's true. Take that expense out, it becomes probably way cheaper to just Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
Or Tesla taxi, whatever you want to call it. But
yeah.
I saw those fucking, I was up in LA recently and saw those damn Waymo things driving around. I'm just like, oh man, I'm not getting in those things.
Yeah. A little freaky, but dude, I'm telling, if it's anything like the way the Tesla fully self drives, dude, I swear to God, it's better than me as a driver. It's like way more attentive. It's aggressive when it needs to be. It's blinker on everything, stopping at every stop sign fully. Right. Like it really is fucking amazing. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm fine with that, but you're sitting there in a car, like in the Waymo, you're in the fucking back, dude. You're
right.
Like, you got no control, right?
True. I heard, so these Waymos were just like you were saying, like we're like these cars just go and hang out. Like they were like behind like a fucking ShopRite, like four of them just like chilling off, like waiting to pick people up. And, why are they just hanging out together? Like, are they talking to each other? Like, why are they there? Like, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck's going on?
Maybe they look for places where they can park or something. I don't know. It's a good question.
True.
Daphne, they're all plotting to kill people.
Yeah. That's the thing though. So like, that's the thing that freaks me out. Like, and that's why even if, you know, once they go full self-driving out of the beta, like the fact that I could still take over when I want to is like, I like that. Yes. But you're in a Waymo with no steering wheel, and God forbid you see something that it doesn't, or it wants to fucking kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't take it.
You're powerless. You like can watch the accident happen and just like, oh, fuck.
Right.
Or watch him hit somebody or something.
Yeah. Sorry, wasn't me. That's all I got to say. But how cool is that, though, once it does go, you know, because at that point, if you're not in the driver's seat, like right now, I won't use it as my designated. I don't really drink or do much of anything, but like you could use it as a designated driver. But if you're in the driver's seat, you would still get the DUI. God forbid you got pulled over.
I was just going to say that'll be interesting for laws. Once it's full self-driving and someone does get busted for DUI.
Oh, no, you're good. But, you're good.
Because, you are. That's already covered.
As long as you're not in the driver's seat, you're not liable. Like it's you have to be like, so in New Jersey, you could get a DUI if you're parked outside of a bar in the driver's seat, not driving. Like if you're just there, you could get a DUI just because you're in the driver's seat. But if you're not in the driver's seat, you know, and the car is driving itself, you're golden.
So once it's full self-driving, you can just jump in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Yep. Holy shit.
Wow. Yeah. Be sleeping in the backseat, fucking somebody in the backseat, whatever, bro.
Jason Klingman said Knight Rider. Exactly. It's fucking Kit.
Yeah.
From Knight Rider.
Well, that's what Elon said. He goes, so once this thing is out of beta mode, this car would, it's not going to, but it could do evasive moves better than James Bond drivers, like in the car where it's like fishtailing around turns and blah, 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 blah. Like, it could drive that fucking great if need be. Yeah. Troy Garman says, does it pick up on temporary roadwork areas? Yeah, absolutely, dude. So you'll, for one, it could read the signs on the road letting you know what's coming up, but it sees the cones, it sees the guys working, it slows down, it does all that shit. It's pretty insane.
Fires machine guns at them?
Yeah, not yet, but well, I'm getting that installed. That's you can't get that from the factory. You got to go third party on that.
Exactly. Third party machine guns, oil slick.
Yes,
packs sir. On the road.
Yeah, man. So love August it. 15th is my tint appointment because I'm using like a Tesla authorized person. It was the earliest I can get, and I'm like August 15th, man. Like that's the summer's almost over. I'll have them for next summer, but I really wanted them for the fucking summer, man.
That's on Friday, right? Coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that the Friday that we have? Oh, that's no, that's that is a Friday. That's this Friday, the meeting. Yeah. So I'll be dropping my car off that morning and I'll be ready for that meeting. So we're Gucci.
Sweet.
We Gucci. Gucci. Yeah. Big, big things coming up, folks. We're not going to let you in on the secret just as of yet, but be prepared. Gracious 2 taking off, man.
There you go.
Airwolf. Back to the Future. Yeah. Wait till you see what this. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit. Haven't got it up to the full 125 miles per hour yet, but I was coming home last weekend from doing comedy up in New York. I completely forgot my brother had a show. He was in a play, and there was traffic, you know, short traffic going to, you know, going down South Jersey. And I was fucking dipping in and out, bro. Fucking really putting that bad boy to the test. And my God, dude, drove like, cause I usually drive like an old man, to be honest. Like, you know, I'm not looking to fucking do that really. But I was putting that thing to work and my God, dude, it was just amazing to be behind the wheel of such a high performance machine.
They're fast as fuck, dude. And they handle really well. And yeah, it's, I'm surprised they don't put bigger brakes on the fucking things, you know?
Like, yeah.
They can reach incredible speeds really fast. And,
100%. But,
it's wild.
People do those upgrades and stuff for that, but from what I was doing, I mean, I was, you know, breaking pretty hard. Most of the time you just do the 1 foot driving because it's got the regenerative
braking. It has that regenerative braking, which helps slow you down significantly.
Yes, sir. So, but when I was driving the way I was, I needed to hit the brakes, you know.
Driving like a crazy person.
Yes, sir. Dipping
it's tempting when it's that fucking fast, when it has that much power.
It is, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird because, you know, anytime I rented like a high performance car, like I always drove like an asshole. But for this, for some reason, like I guess because a lot of times I do the full self-driving, but even when I'm driving myself, I kind of drive like an old man. I'm not really speeding. I'll speed up fast, like just to get away from people so I don't have to deal with their bullshit. But I'm usually doing like 5 miles over the speed limit and that's about it.
Yeah. That's what I've been doing since I got my 2 tickets. They're starting to fall off my record.
Yeah,
I got
baby.
2 tickets within the same year. I'm like, God damn it, man. I haven't gotten a ticket since 2009.
Okay.
I got 2 in 1 year.
Damn, dog. I was just going to say, even. Yeah, luck of the draw. Don't they know who you are, bro? I'd be like, yo, Chad Gracie, motherfucker. You ever listen to my music? And they'd be like, yes, I did, actually. Oh, my God. What's up, dude? Oh. No ticket for you.
Right. It only works in York.
Yeah, true. No, it works all over, dude. Don't sell yourself short. Fucking 30 million albums sold. Fucking toured worldwide. Heartbeat a lifestyle. Gracious 2 fucking co-owner, co-host. Come on now.
Hey.
Let's go. TikTok hey, like a motherfucker. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So my license is actually starting to get almost clean. Even with my... cousin being, I don't mention names, and my cousin being the retired assistant chief of the New York, New Jersey Port Authority, and my uncle, a retired state trooper, but I'd never given their names. Otherwise, I probably would have got out of any ticket I got into, but my license is almost clean. I think this November, the last thing falls off and no points.
Nice. Get rid of them.
Yeah.
Don't so, yeah, them. I mean, you got the, so on to what we normally talk about.
Yes, sir.
You got this crazy shit going in Texas where the Democrats have left their posts so they can't vote, but then cry that they're saving democracy by not voting for democracy.
Oh, yeah.
They fucking left the state so they can't vote on the gerrymandering that they want to do. They went to this. It's just so fucking crazy.
It is.
They abandon their fucking civic duties as a representative, go to a different state so that a vote can't be held, and then talk about saving democracy.
It's like, come on.
And then they left because of the gerrymandering that's going to happen. I don't really agree with gerrymandering on either side, but the Democrats are way fucking better at it, and they've been doing it way fucking longer because they flee Texas, where they're going to set up gerrymandering, and Republicans are going to gain 5 seats, whatever. They go to fucking Illinois, and have you ever seen a voting map for Illinois, like representative map? It's so fucking crazy. It looks like a squiggle fest. And this is the gerrymandering that Democrats have been doing for fucking years and years. The Supreme Court's about to fucking rule on non-racial gerrymandering is what the Democrats have been doing, of course. They've been fucking putting majority-minority districts together in these little fucking crazy-ass lines so that the minorities can vote just for them.
Yeah.
Right? They do it based on race.
Right. And they're not even helping out that race.
Well, exactly. That's the whole, that's a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
they coordinate all these people into a little district, tell them that Republicans are racist, and then don't do shit for them at all, ever. But yeah, that's a whole nother subject. But the point is, they're fleeing Texas because of gerrymandering. They go to one of the most gerrymandered states in the country, Illinois, and then complain about democracy and the Republicans are doing this. And then Gavin Newsom gets into the fray, telling them, "Oh, we're going to gerrymander all the Republicans out of California." It's like, but he can't because they already basically have, and now they have laws against it.
Oh, that reminds me, Chad.
Yeah, these people.
Yeah, go ahead. No, keep going. But it just reminds me when you're talking about Governor Newsom. I want to post fucking something that is true, and I just saw, man.
And then put up that video I sent you earlier from
Chris
Murphy from Vermont, talking his shit too. I mean, these people are just ridiculous.
Here it is. California now leads the nation in both unemployment and homelessness. So shut the fuck up, Governor Newsom. You have the balls to talk about functioning government and all this shit. You're a piece of shit who can't even run a fucking state that should be black as a motherfucker, not in the red, dude. And you got homeless out the ass, unemployment out the ass, and you have the fucking, you had Hollywood there to bring in all your taxes. You have, Disney World, all this shit. Like, that state should be so black, it's not even funny.
Silicon Valley. Right. I mean, it's the highest tax state in the country.
Silicon Valley, Chad, preach that shit, dude. Come on, man.
But, he's chasing all the businesses out. Silicon Valley has not left yet. I'm sure they're trying to figure out how to fucking get out of there, but, like, In-N-Out is leaving.
Yeah. I'm sure fucking Apple, because they just did $100 billion to bring in manufacturing of the iPhone into the United States. Guarantee they ain't doing it in that fucking state, bro. And they might be moving the headquarters from Apple One out there fucking right out of there too, because it's run like a fucking dog shit.
It is the most ridiculously run state ever. It's supermajority Democrat, of course.
Yep.
And Governor Newsom is one of the fucking worst governors ever. He just completely, blatantly will lie to your face, pathologically so.
Yes, sir.
And he'll say whatever he needs to say in that situation. It's great. And then, he's going to try to run for president, and there's going to be a bunch of dumbass Republicans like, "Oh, he's great. Look at him. He talks well. He talks really good. Look at his hair. Oh, he looks good." I mean, as I always say, let's play this video.
Yes, sir. I was going to wait for you to be done. I was just putting it up, but all right, let's do it.
Play it, whatever.
Clear about what's going on here. Donald Trump says that he is taking control of the Washington, D.C. police force today because violent crime is out of control in the capital city. But you know what are the two cities in America with the highest rates of homicide? It's not Washington, D.C. It's St. Louis, Missouri, and Memphis, Tennessee. Those are cities in two states run by Republican governors.
You want me to pause? Isn't it interesting that he chose?
What'd you say, Jack?
Pause.
Yeah.
Well, he what he just did there, and this guy's going to talk about it. I follow this guy. He just named two cities in red states to make it seem like it's the Republicans' problem. But both cities, guess what? Historically, since like 1949, 1967, respectively, have been run by Democrats.
Go ahead. Boom.
Let's play.
Boom. Let's go.
chose to use two cities like the top two? That's because the third city is in Maryland. It's Baltimore. And the fourth city is Washington, D.C. Just to round off the top five, the fifth city is Jackson, Mississippi. But notice, he specifically said this.
Louis, Missouri, and Memphis, Tennessee. Those are cities in two states run by Republican governors.
So he said those are two cities in two states that are run by Republican governors. Who runs the cities?
Mayor.
Oh, a mayor. Guess who has control of the police force in each one of those cities?
Mayors.
The mayor. Guess who has a direct impact on the city ordinances and policies?
Yep.
The mayor. Who has the prosecutorial partnerships within that city primarily? The mayor. Governors set statewide rules, but mayors shape the daily policing strategies, not governors. That's Notice how he tried to pull a little sleight of hand. It's blue cities ran by Democrats in red states. But here's the kicker. So of those top five cities that I just listed off, St. Louis, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, D.C., and Jackson, Mississippi. I want you to guess, when do you think the last time St. Louis, Missouri had a Republican mayor?
Let's think about
guess. It. Guess. 1949. Boom. Guess the last time Memphis, Tennessee had a Republican mayor. 1967.
Boom.
The last time Baltimore, Maryland had a Republican mayor? 1967. Washington, D.C. has never had a Republican mayor. And the last time Jackson, Mississippi had a Republican mayor was 1969. So he only listed the first two cities because it was how he could try to push a narrative. Yep. If he would have listed the top five, he would have had to admit that Washington, D.C., the capital of our country, is in that top five. Yep. And then on top of that, he tries to act like Democrats are not the ones running these cities. But he wasn't done. Let's let this senator continue.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
This is a senator for Connecticut.
He's a senator.
This isn't about the safety of the people of Washington, D.C. About a president who is desperate to distract the conversation in this country away from what he is doing to monetize the White House.
Running the same tire.
Monetize the White House.
Let's try to find a way to demonize Donald Trump. That is their plan. God. That's it. The top five cities for murder and violent crime are all ran by Democrats. They all have Democratic mayors. And rather than paying attention to that nuance, which he's not dumb enough to not know that, he knows a mayor runs a city, which is why he chose to talk about governors and not mayors, because he knew the Democrats are the mayors in these cities. But the goal is to manipulate people into thinking that Republicans have bad policies, and that's why these cities and Republican states have such violent crime. These people do not care about being honest. They care about bashing Donald Trump, and they care about winning.
Yep.
There is no reason that the capital city of our country should be top five in murder and violent crime.
Agreed.
And that has been happening on Democrats' watch. Which is crazy, because if you really think about what he did, he only focused on the top two.
Yo.
I like that guy, Jeffrey Mead.
Same, bro.
Great. I follow him on Instagram. He's always does great commentary like that. But that's the point. The Democrats in real time will obfuscate and fucking lie about shit or take shit out of context to scare their little dwindling constituency into voting against Republicans because they're bad.
Yeah.
It's like, so now you're pissed at Donald Trump because he wants to make DC safer. But he's distracting from him monetizing the White House. What the fuck did Biden do for 4 years, motherfucker? His son was out selling access to Chinese, the Russians, the fucking Ukrainians.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you have the gall to say that shit. It's so fucking wild to watch them operate. It's
and
so
let's
crazy,
just
man.
Say he was monetizing the White House, not for his own fucking pockets, people, but for the American people. He's not even taking a salary. So if he monetizes the White House, it's for us, motherfucker.
He's not getting paid to be president. And yes, he is monetizing the White House to benefit the fucking country.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Whereas your people monetized it for themselves.
Yep. Chad, killing them with facts, brother. Cold hard facts. I love it, dude.
This is what I can't stand about like people that come into my fucking DMs and attack me and say, oh, you're just a Trumper, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, just will you please go out and get real-time facts, not from MSNBC or fucking CNN. Like, really see what's going on. Either you don't want to or you're too stupid to find it.
Yeah.
But they lie to you. I mean, listen, Republicans fucking lie too.
Sure.
I'm not saying that. But like the Democrats, all they do is lie to make Trump look bad.
Yes, sir.
And it's usually based in no fucking fact at all.
Yeah.
They
and
just
you know
hate
what?
Him.
And you know what? You, like you said, there definitely are Republicans of the old Republican guard that sit there and do their lying bullshit and have done it for years. But there's a lot of new people in this Republican Party that are Trump people that, you know, mm-hmm. you know, that are new, like J.D. Vance, all that shit, that aren't those scumbags that of the old. You know, there's a new guard yep. in the Republican Party, and they're all hopping on board with being for the people, by the people.
Yeah, being transparent and fucking yeah. and showing you what's, I mean, that's the thing I love about, you know, Trump constantly is having news conferences in the fucking, in the Oval Office. He'll go up and talk. He's constantly, you know, truthing, sending out tweets and truths. So transparent. Whereas Biden, what, he had 9 cabinet meetings in 4 years. Did you ever see him take questions in the Oval Office?
No.
Because he was not capable of doing it.
Right.
He was a puppet.
Yeah. And of the
mentally unable to do those things.
He was
and a you puppet. Don't say shit about it, Democrats. Nothing. Sorry.
Yeah. No, all good, brother. I keep it going. I was just going to say he was a puppet in the most truest sense of the word, too. Like, there was fucking Biden doubles that we know for sure, bro. Some of them were like 6'9", bro, towering over Jill.
Exactly.
You know?
And then you got fucking the auto pen thing. I mean,
yeah.
Pardoned his whole family. You don't hear Democrats talk about that at all. Like, when I remember in Trump's first term, they were going off about that. He's going to pardon his family. Oh, my God. What are
don't
they
need
oh,
to. Wow.
Exactly. He didn't need to pardon his family because his family didn't do anything.
That's
but
right.
Why did Biden have to pardon his family? But then you don't say shit about that. The double standards are crazy.
It's insane. Just,
that's what drives me nuts about them. It's like they say Trump's going to do it. They fucking lose their minds and then he doesn't do it.
Right.
Then you have your people doing it
yep.
and you don't say shit about it.
It's like it's
fucking
like,
crazy.
It's like when the person in the relationship is accusing the other person in the relationship of cheating, it's usually that person accusing that's doing the cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, so that's what I always say about Democrats. They tell you what they're doing or going to do by blaming, by saying Trump is doing it or has done it.
Yes, sir.
Just listen to what they're saying Trump is doing or going to do. They have either done it or they're going to do it.
Yep.
Period.
End of story.
It's like a playbook. You can just read it.
Yeah. And the playbook is old. We fucking read it numerous times. We're hip to it. So fucking come up with a new playbook and do something fucking different, people, because it ain't working. You ain't going to fucking get nobody in the interim election. You ain't getting nobody in the fucking 2028 national election. Like, fucking figure it out. Otherwise, your party is done and we're down to just the Republicans fucking getting into office.
Oh, so the party's like, already, what, 19% approval rating?
Yeah, the worst.
I mean, they're facing themselves. I mean, they're facing themselves out of existence. Yep. They double down on stupid every day. you know, Trump made the announcement about federalizing DC and going in there and cleaning it up. And of course, there was some big protest about it. Everyone gathered. They're protesting against making their city safer. Of course, calling it racist.
Yeah,
and all wearing the same shirt. Where the fuck did the shirts come from that fast?
Probably the same place those Let's bricks see. Came from during fucking exactly. Black Lives Matter fucking
exactly.
peaceful protest.
Most of them are fucking paid to be there. It's not organic protests. They're not organic protests by yes, the sir. People. They are paid actors. And of then course. You have the lemmings and the fucking brainwashed idiots to show up and be like, yeah, fuck it. Oh, we don't like Trump because they said we're not supposed to. Blah, blah, blah. It's so fucking crazy.
But you know what, dude? It's great for
they
us.
They tell us we're brainwashed.
It's great for us because they're getting themselves out of office, you know, because the real patriots are actually going out there and voting, fucking getting the right people in. And we're all tired of it, bro.
Well, no one believes them anymore.
Keep
no
going.
One believes a fucking thing they say. We don't care that you call us racist and fascist yep. and whatever the hell you want to call us. Because one, we know we aren't those things. And two, yes, sir. It's like the boy who cried wolf.
Yep.
It has no meaning anymore. Period. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's your bullshit Marxist tactics of shouting down and over-emotionalizing to, you know, about your enemy doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work. Have actual fucking policies that people want to vote for instead of just hating Trump.
Yeah.
Period.
Like, not for nothing. Get back to the JFK fucking Democratic Party, because I'm on board with fucking a lot of those ideas and ideals. So it's like, Like I said, I was a registered Democrat, you know, kind of just because my family was. They were always were they backed for unions and stuff like that. Like, but they haven't backed unions in forever, bro. Oh. Like, they haven't been for, yep. you know, they say they are, but they aren't, you know? So it's
no,
like,
hell no, they're not. Well, that's what I was saying. That's what I was, you know, I was just going to say that a lot of those old school Democrat principles are now in the Republican Party in the new MAGA wing. Sorry.
Yeah. Yo, Tulsi Gabbard, bro, doing her thing, man. Going ham after after these people, like getting clearances away from, I believe, Hillary, Kamala. I'm going to try and find out.
Well, I mean, so that's onto a different crazy ass subject. You literally had the president of the United States going along with Russian collusion from the top down, weaponizing all of our fucking law enforcement agencies in the government to go against Trump. Basically a coup, basically fucking treason. Yeah. I hope they have indictments. And of course the Democrats aren't saying, the Democrats are saying, well, we just got to move on. Like, you know, whatever. Like, I don't think that our evidence is actually true. And like, they won't believe facts. It's crazy because it makes their team look bad. It's so tribal. If this was happening, if the Republicans did this shit, I'd be fucking pissed at them too. I'd be like, this Same is ridiculous. Dude. They need to of go
course.
To jail. They need
to go of to jail. Of course. Yeah. We're not just
I don't care
saying
what
this
party you are.
Correct. We're not just saying this because we're right-wing fucking crazy conspiracy theorists. We're saying this because it's what's best for us, American fucking society. Yeah. If the right was country. Doing it, yeah, man. For the world, really, because we're the leaders of the free world. So it's like if our side was doing it just as hard as the left was, we'd be saying the same fucking thing. And we right. call out the people on the right that do this shit, you know, that the left is doing in troves right now. Like, we're not just sitting here. It just happens to be that it's majority of the left doing it. And you see, like, all the good people from the left that came to the right, Tulsi, RFK, you know, Junior, fucking a bunch of others, man.
Elon. Yeah.
Joe Rogan. And then they're excited that Dick Cheney was going to vote for fucking Kamala. Go fuck yourself. Dick Cheney's an evil piece of shit. And he's a right-winged evil piece of shit. So go fuck yourself.
Like the fucking, he was the devil to the left forever. And all of a sudden he's going to vote for Kamala. And they're like, yeah, Dick Cheney. It's like, what? What?
Come on.
That's how fucking brainwashed they are. That is a prime example of how brainwashed Democrats are.
Yes, sir.
Dick Cheney's voting for our candidate. Yeah. Like, what?
Right.
What fucking world do you live in?
I can't find the one that I wanted to, Chad, but I'm going to play this and see. I haven't watched it yet, but I think she talks about going after Obama here. Let's see.
And this is such an important issue. And I just want to start by saying that this is an issue that is important to every single one of us as Americans. This is not a partisan issue. It has to do with the integrity and the strength of our democratic republic. And it lays out this over 100 documents that you're referencing that I released, declassified and released, spells out in great detail exactly what happens when you have some of the most powerful people in our country directly leading at the helm, President Obama, and his senior-most national security cabinet, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, and Susan Rice, and others, essentially making a...
Hey, now. Hey, now. Yeah, man. Nuts, dude. From the fucking top down, dude.
From the top down.
And who would have thought Obama was such a shady piece of shit, man?
And Bobby's saying he has a video of some kind about Pam Bondi talking about this.
Is that a private chat? Or is that?
Yeah, private chat, yeah. What do you got, Bobby?
All right, pull up there, Bobby. Bobby.
Bobby.
There we go. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Agent Putin wanted to help elect President Trump in 2016. And in fact, Russia was actively preparing for a Hillary Clinton victory. But at the unusual direction of Barack Obama at the time, the intel community published implausible intelligence suggesting otherwise. Why? To sabotage the incoming president. This is truly one of the greatest political scandals in American history. And reporters at legacy outlets some of which are sitting in this room today, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, were ridiculously awarded Pulitzer Prizes for their perpetuation of this hoax.
Crazy.
It's well past time for those awards to be stripped from the journalists who receive them. It is not journalism to propagate political disinformation in service of the Democrat Party and those in the intelligence community who hand over out of context and fake intelligence to push a false political narrative. I will now pass it over to the director of
Unnamed
National Intelligence,
sources.
Tulsi Gabbard, to speak more about all of this.
Go fucking Pam Bondi.
Well, that's Carolyn Leavitt, but
whatever the fuck.
Pam Bondi is attorney general. She's the White House press secretary. But anyway, I mean, what you're saying is true. It's like the crazy thing about the Russian collusion thing against Trump is that the Russians wanted Hillary to be president and therefore did not put out all the dirt on her they had.
Okay. Yeah.
They had actual dirt on her. They didn't put out because they wanted her to be president because they knew she would be weak on Russia. But that's the craziness of this all.
Yeah. What's that? I said, how insane, dude. They're supposed to be apolitical, dude. They're not supposed to have a back in the fucking, in that shit, like the DOJ, FBI, all that shit. Like, and they had serious dirt on that bitch.
Yeah. But the point is, though, they're saying that the Russians got Trump elected. It's like, no, they wanted Hillary to be elected. And they had dirt on her that they didn't put out because they knew it would hurt her.
Right.
Like, real shit.
Yeah.
Not fake made-up stuff. That then the president of the United States propagates through his minions in the fucking all the, you know, DOJ, the FBI, the CIA. And then it goes, what was it called? Nancy Pelosi talks about the backhand smear or something like that, backdoor smear or something like that, where the intelligence community makes up this bullshit, you know, intelligence, feeds it to unnamed sources who feed it to the media. The media puts it out like lapdogs, laps it up, and then it comes back to the officials going, look, the media reported on it, must be true.
Right. Yeah.
It's a circular thing.
I kind of missed what you were saying in the beginning. Russia had dirt on Hillary for all that stuff. But also, you know, the FBI, you know, DOJ, they all had the dirt on her too. And Obama stopped them from putting it out. So, you know, they could, you know, that she could run and win.
Her email server alone,
bro,
should have taken her out.
Yes, sir.
Alone. If they had properly investigated that, she should
be
in jail.
Oh, they will now.
Oh, I hope so. She should be in jail for that shit. If a common U.S. citizen did anything like that, had a server in their house with top secret information on it,
please.
Jail. Straight to jail. Straight to jail.
Guantanamo Bay style, baby.
Yeah, straight to jail.
Dude, you hear what they're doing in Florida, bro? They have in the Everglades, dude. They built a fucking detention center there for these fucking illegals that want to stream across the border so they could hold them there, find out fucking where they are from, and so they could put them back in their place in the Everglades, dog.
Yeah, and they're calling something Alcatraz, but like the Dems have gone off about that, calling it a concentration camp. They're calling that a concentration camp. This is how fucking retarded these people are.
Yeah.
And of course, their brainwashed lemmings are like, oh, yeah, it's Repub. He's just rounding them up and put them in a concentration camp. It's like, no. It's air conditioned. There's food. They are well taken care of. It's not a concentration. Alligator Alcatraz. Thank you, Robbie. It's called Alligator Alcatraz.
Let's go. They shouldn't be here anyway. So they got to, you know, they're going to get their due process. But we got to figure out who they are and where we're sending them back to and what better place to do it. To a place they can't escape from, motherfuckers.
So you're rounding them up. You're shipping them out. The Dems cry due process. Okay, let's build another facility to put them in to give them due process. That's a concentration camp. Do you see the pattern? Do you see just everything that they do has to be made bad and just make Trump look bad. That's everything that happens.
And President Trump already said, if you don't want us to round you up, just come forward. We'll put you on the plane, get you back to the place you need to go. And no harm, no foul. But if we have to round you up, then we're doing it our way. But if you want to go and submit yourself and say, I came here illegally, you got to send me back, no problem. They'll do it the right way. You'll get on a plane fucking that day.
Yeah. I think they get a grand to leave, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
So they get paid to leave. So you can do that. And then, you know, those people don't do it. And then they hold protests waving Mexican flags bitching about the country that they live in, but they won't go live in their country where they're waving the flag from. And then they're fucking, you know, protesting and trying to burn down, throw rocks at ICE, trying to shoot at them now. It's retarded. Yeah. It makes no sense.
And we don't want it here. We don't want it here.
Bro. We're done with it. We're done with it.
Yep.
Most Americans are done with it.
Yeah. Every fucking American is. And if you're not, there's something crazy wrong with your brain that you think it's okay for fucking illegal people to protest in this country, throw rocks at our fucking, in state troopers, throw rocks at fucking, that shit is not fucking cool at all. If an American citizen was doing that, that shit ain't cool. And the fact that it's illegals doing it makes it that fucking much worse. So I don't know any American that's okay with that, except for fucking ones that are okay and being paid to say that they're okay with it.
They're either paid or they're brainwashed to think it's okay.
Right.
It's like, oh my God. It's just, you know, well, that's why their approval rating is 19%.
Yes, sir.
And it's getting worse because they, like I said earlier, just keep doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on stupid. They take an 80-20 issue. They always take the 20 side. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, you never know. That 19% could be fucking a paid 19% that's approving their ratings. You know what I'm saying?
Probably like, is at this point.
Yeah. It's insane, man. But thank God. Thank God they stole the election in 2020 because Trump would not be moving in light speed like he is. He would not have this administration the way he has it right now. And we had to suffer through those 4 years, but it's all for the betterment of making America great again. And my God, is it happening and happening quick?
It also gave 4 years of people to wake up and go, wait a minute. Our president's mentally sound, but I can watch him on TV, basically barely can fucking talk.
Yes, sir.
But, he's sharp as a tack behind closed doors. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Got it.
Sharp as a tack, dude. You imagine how fucking dull that tack would be. You couldn't put it into cardboard, brother. You couldn't put it into fucking paper mache. God damn.
Oh,
I mean,
fucking funny.
My grandfather is 93 years old, dude. And he's not as sharp as a tack, but he's like sharp as a dull tack. Like he's still fucking there. He could drive. He's with it. You talk to him about stuff. He's coherent. Like, but I don't know what the fuck Biden was on, but dude, he couldn't have a conversation. He couldn't walk. He couldn't go up flights of stairs. He couldn't do barely anything, dude. He's sleeping at UN meetings. He's fucking sleeping, you know.
He's sleeping all over. He slept in that Maui meeting where he's out there for the Maui fire victims. He's sleeping.
Can you imagine?
He's wandering off when he went to that one thing in Europe and he wandered off and the president or the prime minister of Italy had to go like corral him back. He's just like, look over there. Oh, and you know, I don't mean to make fun of a person that's mentally declined like that.
I do.
But because it's a shame, but
yeah,
it's just the fact that he was held up by this whole, the media and all these people in his cabinet just held him up like he was this bastion of fucking, he's totally there. He's with it. He's
right.
He's smart. He's sharp as a tack. It's like, no, he's not. And why is his wife not saying so? Because she's a power hungry bitch.
And I want to clarify, I do for Joe Biden. I wouldn't do this to a normal person of that age that's fucking has that, you know, mental capacity, but I'll do it to an evil piece of shit like Joe Biden
Hold himself out.
He deserves it. Yeah. Yeah. And the fact that during those debates, dude, that he's bringing up, which had nothing to do with anything, but the fact that he's saying to our president, the greatest president, the fucking number 45 and 47, that he could beat him in golf. Didn't belong in the debate, but dude, you couldn't beat him in fucking a spelling contest. You couldn't beat him in breathing. You couldn't beat him in anything, bro. Let alone golf.
Breathing.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You can't beat Trump in breathing.
Yeah, come on, bro. You're gonna beat him in golf. You can't
beat him in drinking water, motherfucker.
Yeah,
come on,
dude. Don't even, man. You could be on whatever cocktail they give you to prop you up, and you ain't touching him on anything, bro.
Yeah, Scotty Blackman just brought up the auto pen thing. It's like, I told you about the auto pen, right? Like they were doing side-by-side comparisons of, so there's auto pen signature. They showed Biden's real signature, and then they showed his auto pen signature, and then they showed Jill Biden's signature.
Yep.
Well, guess what the B in the auto pen looked like?
Gee, let me think.
Jill Biden's B.
Yep.
Now, that is not possible.
Right.
you sign your B's and your C's and your, you know, you write your certain way. And Biden wrote a certain way. Joe Biden wrote a certain way. And all the B's that showed up in a lot of the auto pens were her B's.
And if I'm
so now, Democrats, you're cool with the fucking wife of the president signing pardons and executive orders with an auto pen. You're okay with that. You're saving democracy by just saying, oh, no, it's fine. Okay, got it.
Yeah, got it.
Trump did that. If that happened with Trump, you'd be apoplectic and going fucking off your rockers.
Dude, that's the thing. Like, they have to go after Trump for shit he hasn't even done, nowhere near, because they can't go after anything real, because everything he's done real is fucking legit and on point. You know, I'm sure
they go after it at first, and then it's all proven to be wrong, and then they kind of just drop it. They don't apologize for it, for saying they're wrong about anything. They just move on to the next thing they're going off on about.
Right.
I mean, it's like when the tariff started. Oh, the economy's going to tank. We're going to go into a recession. We're going to be fucked.
Nope.
Oh, what happened?
Gas is down.
Just another thing.
Milk down. Fucking Chinese products up, but fucking let's go, because they don't deserve to have manufacturing in their fucking communist country, motherfucker. So let those products go up, those cheap pieces of shit products they have, because it's bringing manufacturing away from them into other countries and ultimately back to fucking America. So tariffs are working. Work short term, gonna work long term like a motherfucker. So
making money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Budget Let's surplus, go. First time in since I think 2017 and in June.
Let's go. It's been a long time coming, dude. The fact that the trade deals have been so upside down, you know, and it made, you know, manufacturing over there so cheap, and, you know, just, you know, the way it was horrible for us all the way around. And this is the way, you know, to do it. And people were bitching and bitching and bitching. Stock market's the best it's ever been. Like, how much more does this guy need to do to prove that he is fucking like one of the best presidents to ever fucking walk on this land?
Right. Yeah. Sound fiscal policy. Yes.
Yes, sir. Great businessman. Like, again, the shady shit he's done in business, whatever. He was still a great businessman. His businesses were successful. He was very successful. But you don't judge a man at what he did before he was voted into office. You judge a man what he does after he's voted into office. That's when his time counts. When he becomes the public servant that he is, that's when you start judging him on, not his fucking business dealings beforehand.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're a smart businessman, a successful businessman, there's going to be people you piss off. There's going to be things that if you do within the law, they may be shitty and all that, maybe unethical, but they're legal.
Yep.
And Democrats, businessmen do the same shit every fucking day. Okay. Every day.
Let's not forget, dude, that Tulsi's going after fucking Nancy Pelosi, whose bank account is like 400 and something million or billion, 400 exactly. something million, and her salary was like $143,000 a year. So she's going after her now because her fucking stock market profile is better than Warren Buffett's, bro. So it's like
better than those every other Wall Street person ever.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
and that's
sir.
Just by chance. She's that good. Give me a break. She should have been going after it.
Wasn't shaping policy to fucking make her stock portfolio go up, was she? No. Allegedly.
Republicans did that too, and they should be fucking rounded up and prosecuted as well.
Fuck. Yes, sir. 100.
If you're going to use your office to do insider trading, which for a normal citizen is completely fucking illegal, you'll go to jail for it.
Yep.
If you have information from a company and use that to make a stock trade, you have done something illegal.
Martha Stewart.
And that should apply to everybody. No one, as the Democrats say, is above the law.
Yep. And it's so funny, dude. Pelosi literally admitting on stage with her fucking shitty mask on that, of course, you know, congressmen and senators could play in the stock market and blah, 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 blah. And this is how it works. And, you know, it's not insider trading. Bitch, you're fucking admitting to exactly what you're doing and have been doing. And yes, it is insider trading it's worse than that, because you're actually creating policies that go against the American people to have these fucking companies profit so you could profit on the stock market for them. It's way worse than insider trading. At least there, you know, maybe some innocent people get hurt, but it's not the fucking at the backs of the American people and your policies against the American people. It's right. Insane, bro.
Well, it's like, you know, her cousin, or I think it's her cousin, Mr. Newsome out here. He just bought a $9 million house. He makes $289,000 a year.
Yeah. Hmm. Could he build a...
There's $100 million missing from fire aid. Could he not... charity receive some of that money. Sorry, go ahead.
No, all good, brother. Could he not build a fucking $9 million homeless shelter to fucking fix his homeless problem? Or maybe a $9 billion employment building to help with his unemployment problem he's got going on over there?
That's not how the Dem elites work. That's not how they tell you those things, but then they're behind closed doors buying $9 million houses and going, well, I deserve it because I'm me.
Yeah.
Yo, I could have spent $9 million. I could have donated $9 million to, you know, homelessness.
Yeah.
They already spent $24 billion that they can't find.
Of course.
And now they're giving illegals free health care, but they have a huge budget deficit. So they need to go to the U.S. government to get a loan for it, but they won't stop funding illegal health care that caused the deficit.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
Do the citizens of California get free health care? No, they don't.
Do the citizens of California get any fucking care for their fucking houses getting burned down? No,
they don't. They still are trying to get permits, and they're getting fined by the fire company, and they're getting fined by this organization. And it's just, I mean, it is a, it, and you got Karen Bass, the commie fucking mayor of New York, or of Los Angeles, just making everything hard, but going out there and telling everybody, oh no, we're doing everything we can. And we care about everybody. No, they don't. They don't give a shit about you. Stop voting for them. Stop voting for them.
She needs some ATM, which is short for ass to mouth resuscitation. You know what I'm saying? Like something needs to give, man. Like again, I do not condone violence. I do not condone anything, but like something needs to happen where these politicians get hit in their pocket, get hit in, out of office, get hit in the head with a fucking sock. For something needs to happen to where they learn their fucking lesson that this.
Well, they need to start indicting people. They need to start indicting people for the crimes. Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely. And once 100%. They start indicting people from the top down, like they might be doing with Russiagate or what do they call it? Yeah. With Russian collusion.
Yeah.
That might start sending signals to these people to start cleaning up their shit because we're coming for it. Well, they're going after Adam Schiff and Letitia James.
Boom.
For mortgage fraud.
Yeah. How funny.
I mean, especially Letitia James, because that's basically what she went after Trump for, made it all up.
But hers is worse. Hers is worse.
Hers is fucking real.
She didn't inflate numbers. Well, it's worse and it's real. Yeah. She didn't inflate numbers on a bank loan to fucking say her property is worth more than. Yeah.
No. She accused Trump of inflating numbers on the property value, which
right.
Everybody fucking does.
Yeah.
Even when you sell your house, you're like, yeah, it's worth $1 million too. Maybe it's worth $1 million. Are you going to go to jail for that? No. It's the market. And someone will come in and say, no, it's not worth $1 million too. I want to pay $1 million. Great.
Right.
Everyone's happy.
Yeah. And the bank could have went and did a, you know, they were happy with what he said the numbers were. He paid it back perfectly. So there was nothing that
there was no victims. No victims.
Correct.
The banks got all their money back with interest.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy.
Yep.
She won. In one case, she said her dad was her husband to get a loan.
Lied.
In another case, she said a five-story building was only four stories because you get a different mortgage rate on that.
Yep.
That is called lying on your mortgage.
Yep.
And that is illegal. But of course, when she talks out of her fucking ass, oh, they're doing this as revenge for me going after Trump. No, you did illegal shit. You went after Trump for things that are false. So
and now she's crying victim. You know, because they're coming after me.
They always do.
Yep.
That's what they always do. And it's good old Adam Shifty Schiff. He did the same kind of shit. He claimed his primary residence was in Virginia, but also claimed his primary residence was in LA to get favorable mortgage rates in both places. Illegal.
Yeah. Let's go, Mr. Gracie.
God, he's a scumbag, dude. Adam Schiff is a fucking scumbag.
Scumbag, dude.
Because he lied about the whole Russian collusion thing the whole time, too. I have seen all the evidence. There is smoking gun evidence that's going to be coming out, and I've seen it all. He didn't see shit because it wasn't real. He fucking lied.
He saw the invented shit. He saw the shit that they invented in their brains. You know, he saw that shit. Writing on the whiteboard, this is what we got to do to get him out of office. We got to say this, this, and this. Because the American people will believe it. He might have saw that evidence, their fucking crimes, you know, evidence of their crimes, but not President Trump's.
Well, as I said, they make up the evidence. They feed it through anonymous sources to the media. It's called a wrap-up smear. They feed it through anonymous sources to the media. The media reports it. And then they go, look, the media is reporting it. It must be true. It's like, wow. That's the other thing. In this fucking country, we have no real media. We have no honest journalism in the country.
Legacy media, but there are some nice independent ones, YouTube, Twitter.
And I'm going to talk about legacy. I'm talking about mainstream media. Yeah. Fox does their own thing too, but they sometimes will obfuscate shit.
Sure.
But MSNBC, but they are the most CNN,
fair and balanced, I would say.
They are the most fair and balanced, absolutely.
Yeah.
But MSNBC, CNN just fucking lie to your face all day long. All day long.
All day. They started to, like, some things, like CNN, I've seen, like, some reports that they're getting better. They're getting better, but they're still fucking a big propaganda machine. But they are, like, saying, you know, Trump's polls are very high. He's doing this well, blah, blah, blah. So they are reporting some things, okay?
Well, they're having to. They can't deny it anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah. So they're also trying to save their ass because they're all going out of business.
Absolutely.
They're losing millions of dollars a year. It's basically paying people like Rachel Maddow. Oh my God.
That dyke. I mean,
it's not too long till she's fired.
Yeah. She can get some of that ATM too there, Chad.
It's like, yeah, she's a lesbian that hates men but looks like a man. Like, what?
Bitch, how dare you?
What?
How dare you? And you know she uses a fucking vibrator that's shaped like a dick for sure. So you can't hate men that much. Sorry.
But yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Dennis, we covered this earlier about the Capitol, about Nate, him federalizing the Capitol to clean it up. And of course they're protesting against it. Oh, this sucks. He's racist because he wants to make the Capitol. He wants to make where we live safer, but he sucks. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
I want to put this up for us, Mr. Gracie. Let me go.
Yeah, they do need their own CMA cover my ass. That should be an award for them.
For sure. This is just a picture, but what Mr. President Trump has done in 6 months, tariffs work, border is secure, egg prices are down, gas is less expensive, inflation is under control, and stock market is soaring. And that's just to name a few, bro. The list goes on and on and on.
Let alone all the wars he's fucking negotiated a peace to. I mean, he just negotiated a peace, between Azerbaijan and Armenia? 36-year conflict.
Say it, brother.
Congo and Rwanda, 30-year conflict over. I mean... You think he's going to get nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize, which he deserves? Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize for just being black in office.
Yeah. And he wasn't fucking...
Came into office for 9 months. He's black and he gets a fucking Nobel Peace Prize. And then he's killing...
Massive amounts of people. Yeah.
With hellfire missile strikes from drones. Takes out a U.S. citizen who is a known terrorist. I'll give him that. But... Where was his due process? Wouldn't you go arrest him and bring him back for justice? No, just kill him. Just judge, jury, right there. But that's okay because it's a Democrat. So
that's fine.
I would imagine if Trump missiled a U.S. citizen on foreign territory that is a non-terrorist, the left would go crazy.
The fact that he was getting rid of a fucking gang leader of MS-13 and putting him back on fucking the soil he came from was bad. Exactly. So imagine if he did that. Yeah.
Exactly. The Maryland dad, Obriga Garcia. He's just a saint. He's just a Maryland dad. Oh, my God. These people are fucking insane.
A little off topic, Mr. Gracie, but all for our future. I'm gonna share this. Hey, now.
I love this. Bye.
So later. Last year, Howard Stern said he hated anyone who voted for Trump, demanding they stop listening to his show. Today, it's been announced his show has been canceled. And guess who's taking his spot? It's going to be the Gracious 2100 and the Gracious 2101, bitches. Let's fucking go.
Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, I mean, listen, I stopped listening to him about 2 years ago. I couldn't stand it anymore. And then he makes a statement like that. It's like, are you? Most of your fucking listeners are probably Trump supporters.
Right. Right, dude. How dare you?
But I saw, you know, the comic Steve Byrne. He's been around for a while. He's like a half Asian guy. He's pretty funny. He's hilarious, right? But he put out, he put out the statement saying basically that he thinks Howard decided to go with the woke mob because of all the shit that he's done in the past that he could easily be canceled for, the blackface, the, making women sexual objects, all the crazy shit that he's done, which is right to do. And that's why we all watch the show.
Yeah.
But he thinks Steve is like, hey, he went woke so that the woke mob wouldn't go after him from all that stuff. Right.
Hmm.
Makes sense.
And he's done a lot.
Didn't work.
No, did not work. And he's done a lot of fucking, again, I love the dude. I love what he's done for, you know, radio, changed the name of it, changed the game of it. Fucking really, you know, he was the king of all media for a long time. He was saved free speech for a while and stuff like that. But some of the shit he's done, like that chick from Different Strokes, the sister on there, she was like getting out of rehab.
Yeah,
she was like getting out of rehab. She came on the show and like she was changing her life around. And then like Howard was just like ripping on her on there. And she ended up committing suicide right after that. I mean, so he has no heart when it comes to things. And he was just all about himself. He was about saving his own free speech, not America's free speech.
Of course.
Yep. He was about getting his ratings up and changing radio, not for America, but for himself and his pockets. So granted, while he did some of those things that helped us along the way, it was all for his own selfish ways, not for fucking the people. So,
and then he went woke and now he's going broke.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, I'm sure the left's trying to find some way to blame that on Trump, but it's like, you know, like you got Stephen Colbert, his show sucks. It was in the shitter. The ratings were horrible. He was losing money, but it's Trump's fault that he's off the air. You're the one who went after Trump. When are you going to take the temperature of your audience and know that, hey, saying that half the country is a bunch of morons and fucking degenerates?
No
when
good.
They're really not.
No bueno.
No bueno. You and get fired.
You had Kamala Harris on your fucking show to promote her shitty fucking agenda, but you wouldn't have Trump on your show so he could go on there because you know damn well he would make you look like a fool, Howard, because you know nothing and Trump knows a bunch of
Howard
shit.
Howard and Colbert. I thought you were talking about Colbert. But
my
Howard,
bad. Exactly. My bad.
Yeah, he wouldn't have Trump on the show. It's like you had shitty Kamala on there through softball questions that were like a toddler could answer.
Yep.
But you wouldn't have Trump on because you know he would fucking morally and superiorly fucking own your ass.
100%. I want to switch gears one other second here, Chad, because this is kind of cool. The UFC, man, signed a 7-year, $7.7 billion streaming deal with Paramount and CBS. Ooh. So the way this works, man, is they're no longer going to have pay-per-views. It's going to be on Paramount Plus and maybe the Paramount Channel. And they're going to have 4 major events on CBS that will all air for free. So pay-per-view is done. They were the only people on pay-per-view that fucking made money. Like all the boxing events suck, all the, you know, nothing brought in pay-per-view numbers, like except for them. And now that they're getting away with ESPN Plus and pay-per-view and going to Paramount and CBS, that's huge, bro.
That is huge. $1.1 billion a year. Damn. I love how they show Joe Rogan. I mean, I know he's the announcer in there, but like, is he part of the, I hope he's getting money from that deal. Somehow.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. So Dana White loves Rogan and has him on a bunch of shows. But yeah, so Rogan for like the first couple years, like he worked for the UFC for free. And then like once it was able to make money, like then Dana started paying him and stuff. So I'm sure Dana's going to take care of him pretty well out of that deal.
Oh,
Dana's,
I'm sure.
Yeah, Dana's loyal. Yeah.
Advantage of that. Like, yeah.
Just so check this, man. They bought, bought the UFC, him and the Fertitta brothers for like something like $400 million. Sold it for $4.2 billion. They kept Dana on. So Dana got like $1.1 out of that deal or whatever. And they kept Dana on as the CEO and president of the company. And then he does this deal for them that doesn't sell the company, but makes them $7.7 billion in 7 years, bro. Do you understand? And Dana's cool as shit, man. Like, I hear him in interviews. He goes,
yeah, it seems like it's cool.
He goes like this. He goes, I hate sleep. He goes, I don't want to go to sleep. He goes, and they're like, why, man? Like, you should be sleeping all the hard work you do. He goes, because I'm happy. I love life. I want to be awake and doing fucking the shit that I love. I was like, that is so beautiful, man. You don't want to go to sleep because you're loving life so much. Like, that's a great feeling.
Oh, absolutely. What I was going to say about Rogan is that, you know, the thing about Rogan is that he's smart. He has crazy intelligent people on his show. He asks great questions of those people. That's why when I hear anybody say, oh, he's just a meathead moron, it's like, no, obviously don't listen to the show. If you listened to the show and gave it a fair chance, you would see the kind of questions that he asks these people. And, you know, he has experts on every field on his show.
Yeah.
But the point about him that I was going to make is that motherfucker is a badass. He will fuck you up if you mess with him, like, physically.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He is a highly trained badass fighter, right? And has been doing it since his teenager.
Yep. Like, black belt. Black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Brown or black belt?
No, black in jiu-jitsu and black belt in taekwondo. And he has, so he actually has one of the fastest, hardest spinning back kicks to this day. Did he say that? Yeah. So he like, and not a lot of people know this about him because he's very humble. He doesn't talk about this shit often, but George St. Pierre was like going to get like training for this kick or whatever. And Rogan was like, hey dude, he's like, I'll show you like, you know, something. And like, he went and showed George St. Pierre, like, how he does it. And my God, dude, the power behind it is crazy. His technique is crazy because, like you said, he was doing it from, like, I think 14, 15 or 16 years old, all the way up to like 23-ish. And then he got out of the Taekwondo, but he was a Taekwondo champion, not only a black belt, but he won championships and shit. Right. And then he said the last thing that made him stop was, one, he was like seeing his friends like get knocked out cold, but his last fight, he knocked some dude out cold and the guy didn't get up, and like Rogan like left the building before the guy got off the mat. And he was like, that could be me. He's like, and I don't want that in my life. You know what I'm saying? So he got out of that, got into jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. But yeah, that dude is a badass. And the Liver King was fucking with him. And God forbid he got into that dude's presence. He would have been done.
Oh, he'd been done. Yeah. Liver King. Yeah. That whole Liver King thing was fucking weird, dude.
Is that scary, bro?
Still going on. Like, what?
They arrested him, but like Rogan had to talk to the police about it. Like, he had a security on heightened alert because the guy just seemed off his rocker, bro. Like, he's sitting there, like, he's like, I'm in my home state of Texas. Like, he just seemed like glazed over eyes, like that he was on like some Scientology fucking spell or something. Yeah. Something was wacky with that. That, like, you see the videos, it's like, that's freaky, bro. Like, you're talking about flying on a plane, then you're going to the dude's state. Now you're in the dude's town where he fucking owns a fucking mothership. Then you're talking about going to his house. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. If you're doing shit to have a viral video or whatever, not the way to do it, bro. It's creepy It's fucking stalking and it's weird.
Yeah. I heard Rogan talking about on one of his podcasts with, I think it was another fighter, but he's like, yeah, if a fight breaks out around me, I just get calm.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get scared. I don't run away. I get calm. And you're like, and I was just thinking, that's the guy you don't want to fuck with.
No.
He gets calm in that situation, right? Because being calm in a fight is the way to win.
100%.
If you get overly emotional, you know, start flying off the handle, you're going to lose for sure. But if your natural tendency is to get calm when a fight breaks out, like, okay, that's the guy that will fucking ruin you.
And he says, like, he avoids
and highly trained.
Not that he has many like confrontations, but he goes, I will avoid a street fight all the time. I'm not looking for it. I'm not aggressing it. If people are fucking coming at me, I'm trying to calm them down. I'm trying to de-escalate, not escalate. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's because you never know what's going to happen in a street fight. Somebody gets a lucky shot, you fall, hit your head, fucking whatever. But even himself, he could hit somebody, kill somebody, and you know, that's on his conscience. So it's like, you know, that's why he's trying to avoid those situations at all costs. But if need be, and shit hits the fan, look the fuck out, people.
Well, he also says street fights are just dumb, and they are. They're fucking stupid. It's just so dumb. Speaking of that, man, like, you saw that street fight in Cincinnati where all those black people were attacking the white couple. Did you see that?
Negative.
You didn't catch that? Oh, my God.
Dude, I barely time to take a shit, but I tried.
I saw it on Instagram or something, but yeah, it's like they were at a – there was some jazz festival in the, I don't know what happened between the white couple and there was a bunch of, you know, black people around, but they started getting this big scuffle. And of course, all of them joined in on them, you know, like 3 to 4, 5 to 1. They're stomping, they get him on the ground. They're stomping on his head, kicking him in the face, like just fucking destroying him. He didn't get knocked out, unbelievably. But then they did knock out the wife and she got fucked up, dude.
Wow.
And of course, like four of them, of course, the the first thing that the Cincinnati police comes on and says, the chief of Cincinnati police comes on and says, yeah, I think the video took everything out of context.
Oh.
Basically, like, you know, trying to let the victims, I mean, sorry, trying to let the aggressors off the hook.
Yeah. I mean,
okay. Yeah, maybe this guy started it. I don't know what exactly happened, but like when there's four or five people stomping your head on the ground.
Yeah.
No.
That's sorry.
Bullshit.
And hitting your wife or a girl that you're with. Yeah,
knocking out your wife and stuff who's trying to stop everybody. It's like, no, you don't take up for those fucking animals. I don't care.
Correct.
Bullshit.
And first of all, unless the fucking white couple physically touch these people before the thing happened, if they were just saying, if they were calling them the N-word, or if they were doing whatever, nothing gives you the right to put your hands on another human being unless they put their hands on you first. So I don't give a fuck what that couple did beforehand. That never deserves to come to blows. If you want to hurt somebody, hurt them with your words, people. If you're not smart enough, move the fuck on. You do not go after somebody with your hands unless you want to get fucking put down yourself. And then when somebody's down, you fucking beat them like that. That's because you're pussies. You run in a pack. One-on-one, I'm sure every one of you would have got your fucking ass beat. And God forbid you mess with somebody that was a little bit fucking trained or a little bit crazy. All four or five of your asses would have got whooped. So fucking back the fuck off, man.
Well, you constantly see video after video of just all these groups of minorities fighting each other, fighting other people. Just getting fucking sick of seeing it. It just looks
totally
for them. Bobby, you say it. You got a video with a guy explaining it?
Sure, what? Put it up, Bobby.
Explaining what, Bobby? What are we talking about? Are you talking about the fight we were just talking about?
Hopefully. We'll see if he's on.
So I guess the point of the story was four people got invited.
A little ruckus going on. Saw people kind of scuffling. So kind of zoomed in and once the, you know, my phone kind of focused in, I saw the so-called victims, like, you know, being pretty aggressive, you know, towards the group of people that were already standing out there. And, you know, it was a situation where it looked like...
Wait, Bobby, pause this.
You know, a lot of people, contrary to what people think, but there was a lot of people that were trying to break the fight up. You know, I think a lot of people...
So wait, who is this guy talking?
I think it's the guy that shot the video.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought this was a fucking...
Like I said, I don't... If a white couple were fucking dicks and they, you know, were being aggressive, that's fucking fucked up too. But like once 100%. You're on the ground and like five or six people stomping your head and kicking you in the face.
Yeah.
No, that's over the top.
Yeah. Again, if the white couple is saying things, by all means, you could fucking sit there and say shit back to them. The moment they put hands on is then when you could put your hands on them. But even then, once they're on the ground and fucking done, you do not keep going, bro. Because that's fucking, if you get into a fight and I knock somebody out, dude, I'm not fucking sitting there punching them over and over again. The fight's over. I won.
Yeah, exactly. But, it's done.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you do not take it to the fucking next level. If you need to defend yourself, by all means you do. But if somebody's sitting there calling you names and fucking whatever, that's shame on them. But it's shame on you to fucking be the aggressor and go after them, especially fucking 4-on-2, 5-on-2, 5-on-1, whatever the fuck it was. Shame on you motherfuckers that did that, bro. And just because somebody's calling you any name in the book, yes, it's horrible, but fucking have thicker skin and use your fucking brain, not your fucking muscles. Go ahead, Bobby, you can continue.
A lot of people feel like everyone was just egging it on, and that's not the case. You know, there was a lot of people, you know, trying to stop it. And, you know, like I said, the people that are being called the victims seem to be pretty aggressive, you know, in this. And you know, that's what I saw. You know, halfway through the video, you'll probably see where I got out because I noticed someone was on the ground. So I got out and kind of went back, like, in the thick of the fight. And, You know, it was a guy.
You know, I started helping them. I was fucking giving them kicks when they were down too.
That's the guy that shot the video the whole time. He's going, oh. Like,
yeah.
Not like, stop. He's just going, oh. It's like, oh my God.
Fucking horrible.
Like I said, I didn't see the beginning. I don't know what happened in the beginning of the fight.
Right.
But to have four or five, six people stomping your face, kicking you in the fucking, in the stomach, in the head.
Ridiculous.
And it's pack mentality. It's exactly what it is. There were people that were doing that weren't even involved in the initial scuffle that happened. They just come in and start fucking kicking people. They don't even know what the fuck's going on. They just come in and start kicking people in their fucking heads and stuff. It's just ridiculous. What's the force pyramid, Scotty?
What is it, Scotty? But yeah, you know what I'm saying, Chad? It's like, if you need fucking somebody else to like help you in a fight, then you lost the fight, man. It's done and over with. You lost whatever. It should be one-on-one and that's it.
But when that pack mentality goes on, it's not even about a need. They just want to get in and fucking kick somebody and hurt somebody.
Right.
And that is a fucked up mentality to have. So you see somebody on the ground and your first instinct is to go kick them and join in on the beatdown. It's like,
gross.
That's fucking ridiculous.
100%. 150%. Bobby, you want to come on, say hello to the audience and say whatever?
Gotcha. Oh, and that's, hold on before he comes on. That's what I was saying earlier about what the hell is Big Balls, the one guy from Doge. This is one of the reasons the DC thing crackdown is happening, because he got attacked. He saw a woman being attacked by a group of thugs.
Yeah.
He tried to help her. They then beat the hell out of him. He had to go to the hospital.
Because he
tried to help a woman that they were attacking, and then he gets beat up. It's like, I don't care what his role is or who he is, but like, that's just not right. Like, why are you beating up the guy trying to stop the fight if you're attacking a woman?
100%, man. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I actually have an article about that.
Oh, cool.
Let's go.
President Trump.
Oh, President Bobby, I missed it. Let me, hold on, I got it here. Sorry. Missed it by mistake. There we go.
You got it? All right. President Trump announced he was taking control of the Washington Police Department after depicting the U.S. Capitol as a crime-ridden dystopia. At a White House press conference, the president said the city had been overrun by violent crime and that the military could be called in to restore order. Trump has condemned Washington's political leadership for years, but his intervention was apparently triggered by an attack on a former administration official known as Big Balls, Edward Korenstein, 19, was reported to be victim of an attempted carjacking last week, which left him with a bloody face. That's a picture of him. Yeah, he got beat up. So,
here's the force pyramid Scotty was talking about.
Let's see. Yes, sir. Use of force pyramid is basically officer presence, verbal commands, soft hands approach, non-lethal, lethal. Boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, I like it. Sometimes you got to go right to lethal.
If it's fucking gun, but first, I mean, you know, if the gun's drawn and shot and whatever, then yeah, you got to do what you got to do. But I think, you know, the verbal command.
Jamie and Michelle. Jamie's here. Big Ball got beat.
Big Ball
showed up. Beat. Right out of the box. Boom.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Boom shakalaka. But yeah, man, it's it got to get back to law and order, man. So shit like that doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? You got to get back to respecting the fucking rules and regulations that we have set up to make America fucking safe. And if you go outside of them, you should be put in a fucking cage or fucking at least due process and fucking pay fines, probation, whatever the fuck it is, man. But you want to, you know, put your hands on people, be violent.
The reason a lot of these Democrat cities are fucking in the shitter is because of this no cash bail bullshit.
Yeah.
And they're soft on crime. Yeah. They don't prosecute it. They don't prosecute violent crime. They don't prosecute petty theft. They don't prosecute shit.
Right.
Because of these friggin' activist friggin' DAs they put in place, all funded by George Soros, go figure. And the whole cashless bail thing is ridiculous. Oh, ridiculous. That's racist. Well, they keep them in prison because they deserve to be in prison until their fucking trial's had.
Yeah, exactly. Like, listen, if it's like no cash bail for like all right, petty theft, whatever. But if there's fucking violence involved in it, you should be fucking need bail all the time. You know,
like, if you can find a list of the New York cash bail requirement or no cash bail requirements, because it's like it encompasses some pretty crazy crimes. You're like, wait a minute, you can get out of prison with no cash bail for
assaulting a police officer, bro.
Right,
assaulting a police officer. They did
assaulting police officer. It's insane. Like
it's insane, bro.
And if that's racist, well then why is?
If that's racist, then call me a motherfucking racist. Because
if it's racist to attack a police officer, why is it racist? Because the black people or minorities are attacking police officers?
Yeah,
or
is that what they're
saying? That's cultural, motherfucker.
I was just going to say, it's actually racist to say that because is it only black people attacking police officers? No. If a white person was doing it, which I'm sure they do, if a fucking yellow-skinned person was doing it, which I'm sure they do. It's anybody who does it should not be allowed out cash bail. And the fact that you're saying it's racist to have it done the opposite way means you're fucking racist because you're saying it's only black people and minorities doing it. And that's certainly not the case. I'm sure there's white people involved. I'm sure there's other fucking races involved. So the fact that
that's like the whole myth of deadly force against, you know, just black people. It's like more white people get shot by police than black people every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
So is that racism or what are we talking about here?
Right. And
some fat hair. Put up Jamie's comment.
Some fat, hairy, rainbow haired liberal chick loves to kick that shit out of a cop. Loves to kick the shit out of a cop.
So likes to try.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Anywho, anything you want to say to the audience, Ababe?
I just want to say thank you for watching, being a part of this journey, and thank you, everybody.
God bless.
Mm-hmm. Great.
He stole what I was going to say, but thank you, Bobby. That's the one and only Ababe, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and follow.
Yes. Everywhere. And check out The Gracious 2 Inches on OnlyFans.
That's right. Check it out. Go subscribe.
Go subscribe. Go subscribe. We need more followers there. Good times on there. We were docking on it last week. For those who don't know what that is, go check it out.
Yeah. Last bottom boating.
Gracious Tuesday. Gracious Tuesday there, Chad. Always so much fun we have on this show, dude. We get to some serious shit. I get to fucking do my little crazy jokes here and there, but we accomplish a lot, man. In, you know, hour and a half, hour 20, whatever we do. And we got some great shit coming up on the horizon. This Friday is a big meeting for Chad and myself and for the audience who's about to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Once you go black, you can never go back, as they say. We're black from the waist down, right, Chad? Let them know. The Gracious 2 Inches. Anywho. Yes. Thank you, gracious audience. We love you. We appreciate you. We shall see you. We're going to do an Instagram this week. Maybe we'll figure that out before that meeting we have. Maybe do it Friday or something, or Saturday or something.
Cool. Yeah, I'm kidless this week, so I'm open.
Woo-hoo! I love Chadless Dad. But I love dad mode Chad, too, because it's fun seeing him in that element. He's a great, great father, man. Kids are great. Thank you. Yeah, man. You're really raising some good ones, and it's cool to see your mother with them, like bringing them back to basics. You know what I'm saying? Because they got that, they got the musician father, and they got the nice little California cush lifestyle. It's good to see your mom showing them like the grassroots and stuff that you came from. And, hell, you know, yeah, man, it's really sweet.
That's why I bring them to Pennsylvania. They can see how the rest of the country lives. The real people.
Had P up there helping you you and your mom out, clean gutters and stuff. So doing some real good stuff, dude. And Chad is just down wholesome, dude. So love being a part of it, man.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. We shall see you folks next week, 1 p.m., 10 a.m. Eastern every Tuesday. And we'll see you maybe Friday, Saturday for Instagram.
Hey, hey. Sweet. Peace, everyone. Thank you.